Since the Oscars So White hashtag took over the conversation surrounding the legendary awards in 2015, the Academy of Arts and Sciences has been trying to diversify. In 2012, the LA Times did a first-of-its-kind analysis that found that Oscar voters were 94% white and 77% male. The Academy announced last week that it has opened its doors to 774 new members, many of them people of color and women. The list includes everyone from Dwayne The Rock Johnson to Kristen Stewart to Barry Jenkins, who directed the year's Best Picture winner, Moonlight. But this attempt to expand its ranks has been met with criticism of its own. And for more on that, I spoke with Trayvell Anderson. He's a film reporter for the Los Angeles Times. And I asked him about this latest move to add 774 new members. Just how big of a deal is this?
Yeah, so this is the second year that the Film Academy has kind of made a tangible attempt at diversifying its ranks. Last year, they invited over 650 people. This year, they did 774. A lot of these people are women and people of color of a variety of ages. And the overall goal, as expressed by the Academy's president, Cheryl Boone Isaacs, is to double the number of people of color and women within its ranks by the year 2020.
So tell us some of the sort of notable individuals who have been invited this time around. Who's on the list?
A lot of the people on this on the list, some people have been criticizing because they're more known for TV work. So you have Rami Malek of Mr. Robot. You have Leslie Jones of Saturday Night Live. And you also have some, you know, more notable people like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Rebel Wilson, Anna Faris are also some of the names that have been invited this year in particular.
And it's not just actors, right? This is everything from acting to music to production.
Yes, it's across all categories of the Academy. Most people will know come from the acting branch because those are the most visible people. But you have directors, you have producers, you have publicists and executives as well.
And so many people are hailing this as progress, right? But there's also still some people who are saying this is not good enough, or this is kind of not the right way to go about that. What are some of the criticisms the Academy's facing right now?
So the Academy is getting kind of two types of criticism. In one way, many people are saying that the Academy should not be inviting so many people because then the quality of what is worthy of the Oscar will be diminished. The other critique is that though the Academy needs to diversify, the way in which they're diversifying is not right because the Academy is the last stop on the train of a movie, right? The movie has to be written, it has to be casted, it has to be produced, it has to be directed before it even gets the opportunity to be voted on by the Academy members. And so those critics are saying that the industry as a whole, rather, needs to be the one focused on diversifying.
And sort of paralleling that, there's another concern that's come out that there aren't enough qualified people who are diverse who can make the cut, and that's sort of lowering the bar. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, we heard that criticism last year in particular when we were interviewing anonymously, you know, Academy voters. And many of them said they just aren't qualified. It's not that we don't want them in. They're just not qualified. To which we at the LA Times responded by creating what we called the Diverse 100. It's a list of 100 people of diverse background that would qualify for the Academy based on their work, but also would call into question some of the Academy's requirements for membership, right? So a lot of those requirements for membership are on their face discriminatory and othering for people of color, for women, for LGBTQ people, for disabled folk who historically just don't have access to the same types of opportunities that would get them the number of credits or the types of movies they would need to become members.
Right. And I want to talk a little bit about your own experience. You've written also in the Times about your experience growing up and not seeing people like you reflected in the greatest movies of all time, quote unquote. Coming from where you're coming from, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, well, I'm Black, I'm queer, I'm gender nonconforming, and all throughout my life, I've had to find myself inside of other characters on TV and in film, as opposed to actually seeing myself. The one time that I was able to see myself on the big screen was in a movie called Noah's Ark, Jumping the Broom. That movie was based off of a TV show on Logo TV that followed four Black gay friends. It was based like a Black gay Sex in the City. And that was the first time I was able to see myself on the big screen. These films that I discovered on my own because I was interested in them, but that were never on the lips of people who consider themselves to be cinephiles and who said, these movies are a part of the canon and these are the movies that you need to be watching. That was the Casablancas, that was the My Fair Ladies, that was, you know, even the Godfathers, if you will. But never in that list of people or that list of films was there anything that had Black people, let alone Black queer people.
So given that, do you think that this is a step in the right direction? How do you think the industry can continue to carry the torch and move forward and try to become more diverse?
I think this is a step in the right direction because we know that the industry does respond to the Academy. We know that all of the studios, all the directors, casting directors, etc., are very much interested in those awards-worthy and awards-buzz movies. And if you have a diverse body within the Academy selecting which movies are worthy of the highest honor in this you know, filmmaking community, that automatically will have an effect on that long line of a journey that a film has to make before it even gets to the Academy. Additionally, however, I think some of the critics are right that, you know, the agencies, the studios, the producers also have to diversify their ranks and diversify the bodies of people that they're pulling talent from in order to ensure that the industry as a whole actually represents and looks like the country that it says it's supposed to.
All right. Trayvel Anderson is a film reporter for the LA Times. Trayvel, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Not a problem. Thank you so much.